Jews, the Alien Inferior Race, Part 3. Why? How? What About? What JOS? By High Priest Hooded Cobra. Greetings to all our people and comrades. This is a sum-up post for easily catching up. To be brief and simple, the Bible and all Abrahamic religions all stem from the same book. This book is called the Torah, which is an amassment of old pagan legends malformed and created in such a way to serve these main purposes, as to why, later in the post. 1. Make a false history of the Jews, act as a guide to the Jews in all levels. 2. Be used as an occult book text with magical properties and power. 3. Remind the Jews of the fact of that they are all alien, and that the so-called aliens behind their creation have a purpose for this certain and particular group. And 4. Advance and further the given agenda given to them by these aliens as God's plan. The Jews openly state that God descended to them and gave them the book hand in hand. Now this shows meetups between the nefarious anti-human aliens and Israelites, but this is mainly allegorical, as because the Jews created this book based on stolen occult knowledge and based on Hebrew, which is a mashup of all ancient languages from elements stolen from all places the Jews have been. The Jews altered these to create their own culture and added a reptilian flair to it. This is why everything the Jews possess can be tracked in civilizations prior to their existence, even including Christianity, which can be tracked in pagan metaphysical knowledge, names, occurrences, spiritual teachings, and everything else. The Jews on the higher levels know, and all Jews feel, they do not belong here or amongst us in any way. This is openly stated in their own books. This is a planet that has been attacked by enemy entities, which through religion being the backbone and strength of pagan people, hijacked this and malformed this into a slavery program to enslave all the Earth's inhabitants. These beings work with infiltration, and by taking over the powers of their host and using these against them. The Jews know themselves to be alien and of a different race, as thus their state is a racial state separated from all other races and nations of the world. Race mixing is frowned and accursed in the Jewish community because it dilutes the blood of Aaron. Those who are religious leaders in the Jewish community are the Kohen Levi tribes, who are, according to the Jews, genetically pure from the line of Abraham for at least 1,000 years. There are also others. They are to serve as priests with specific purposes which are tied into the DNA. These also highly resemble the reptilians in many ways. DNA tests are taken so that Jews can officially be called Jews, as Judaism is their culture, which stems from their race. While the non-Jews, Gentiles, Goyim, are considered satanic, Jews are considered people of God. Soul is nothing but the metagenetic factor that decides one's internal disposition, and this manifests into physical appearance. So what they have to say about the soul and who they are. Quote, "This is what needs to be said about the body. The body of a Jewish person is of a totally different quality from the body of members of all nations of the world. The difference in the inner quality between Jews and non-Jews is so great that the body should be considered as completely different species. An even greater difference exists in regards to the soul. Two contrary types of soul exist. A non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul stems from holiness. Chief Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the Rebbe. In plain, the Torah, which is the basis of all Abrahamic religions, is something like a computer software that is being brainwashed, hardwired, and also channeled into the environment by occult means. This creates a consciousness matrix of the people who have been brainwashed and subjected into this thing, and this works on the subconscious mind, so most people are unaware of this. This creates people to move in certain particular directions in their walking life, and this extends into creating whole civilizations and, in the end, the planet. Subconscious messaging in televisions and videos and elsewhere is related to this. This is why Bible passages and other symbols are projected so much, except of the fact of the aliens wanting to show superiority against the Goyim. As thus, since the Jews showed up and the program got power, the desire of the enemy ETs that were behind this program has been manifesting into the planet. This is globalization, humanity becoming one, the dissolution of the races, identities, and even genders, all with a higher aim to finalize in what we know today as communism, but the ancients would just call the apocalypse. The apocalypse is nothing but the Jewish aim of having their masters revisit after the Jews have paved the way for them. The Jews want the stolen land of Israel as a center for the global empire they want to create, Greater Israel, in their texts, upon which the enemy ETs behind this hoax will lord over humanity in a complete slaver rule. The Jews call these times the Messianic Era. Quote, all Israelites will have a part in the future world. The Goyim, at their end of the world, will be handed over to the angel Duma and sent down to hell. Zohar, Shemoth, Toldoth, Noah, Lech Lecha. The Jews feel they are the chosen, and they are, of these nefarious entities, to execute this influence to the world. This is racial and hardwired into their biology and soul. As DNA tests of the Jews reveal, they have encoded messages from Jehovah, which is a code name for the alien hive the Jews worship in a contextualized spiritual fake allegory of being God. That the Jewish nation is the only nation selected by God, while all the remaining ones are contemptible and hateful. That all property of other nations belongs to this Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. An Orthodox Jew is not bound to observe principles of morality towards people of other tribes. He may act contrary to morality if profitable to himself or to Jews in general. That was by Skulkan Aruch, Chosen Hamishpat, 348. Jews believe in the Christian, Muslim, Abrahamic God simply because God represents one different will that advances them. Different beings. All highly superior advanced beings are called gods. The enemy Jews speak of one God, as every and all of their gods are assimilated and borged into the same database. The gods of pagans and the Gentiles, who are the original gods from the Empire of Orion and resemble humanity in many ways, mostly being Nordic, are all self-individual and divine beings. The root of evolution here is different, and humans, made in the image of Satan, behind which name there is the ET who created humanity, exhibit naturally all the traits that the enemy despises, such as self-existence and awareness, the enemy calls this ego, self-need to betterment, the enemy calls this pride, rebellion, as in that we do not obey to their slaver demands, since we are superior to their chosenite Jewish race and hive, and also warrior-like tendencies, in that we resist the advancement of their alien force on our planet. For this, according to them, we deserve to be obliterated forever and assimilated. The war in heaven is nothing but an allegory in which the Jews openly speak of wanting to decimate both of humanity all those who resist to the above, and the enemy angels, ETs, who are resisting this decision of the enemy, lest they get their way with a global enslavement or the messianic era. Behind the ETs of the enemy, there are two races, the Greys and the Reptilians. The side that wants humanity to take a different route towards freedom are the Nordic aliens, but not all of the Nordic aliens. The actions and insights of the Jews do reflect the actions, insights, and opinions of these fallen races of the enemy on how should governance and human destiny ought to be. The Third Reich was a manifestation of their desire and plans for humanity, health, individual freedom, safe racial states, cultural advancement, exceptional scientific advances, humanity becoming God and spiritually independent. This is why the Third Reich wanted to save all races on the planet, starting from the most threatened, who was the Aryan race, who is in direct genetic tie to the gods of Orion, who are led by Satan, who is a Nordic god and leader of the Empire of Orion. Roughly, how the reptilians want to rule the world is, in fact, as they rule the Greys. They rule the Greys through technological devices and implants, and Greys are a race with zero to none self-awareness or ego. They are all assimilated into a big giant thing we can parallel of a computer network, and they share a hive mind without individual reasoning or ability to reason. They are a hive existence, and they have removed their capabilities to mate, have an emotional brain that was removed, think for themselves, and even many of their physical abilities. No free will whatsoever, and no other reason of existence than serving the reptilians. On top of large numbers of Greys, there is one reptilian alien who, being controller of this system, coordinates the Greys to do his will. The Greys cannot but follow. This is why they say in their Bible that the God is the ultimate will. They do not talk of any divine creator, but themselves as God over humanity. The Jews are their buttons here. Not only their God is not all-powerful, but they are deathly concerned of losing the battle against Satan or their opposing side. Quote, if a heathen, Gentile, hits a Jew, the Gentile must be killed. Sanhedrin 58b. Quote, whosoever disobeys the rabbis deserves death and will be punished by being boiled in hot excrement in hell. Eruban 21b. They also associate themselves with the Jews on what is known as the astral realm, which is beyond the light spectrum that the physical eyes can perceive, but one can see and communicate by opening their third eye, or the eye of Satan, whom the enemy wants to set down in humanity. Quote, the decisions of the Talmud are words of the living God. Jehovah himself asks the opinions of the earthly rabbis when there are difficult affairs in heaven. Rabbi Menachin, Comments for the Fifth Book. Quote, a rabbi debates God and defeats him. God admits the rabbi won the debate. Baba Mizia 59b. The Jews are promised the same if they execute the commands as they are guided to do. This is why they want to hook everyone with microchips. They promote transhumanism and are so delirious about getting all humanity to go to a technological uprising where there is no insight on how to control this. Tracking, mind reading, fetching global information and knowledge, etc., all account to the same thing. The technology they promote is slaver technology and not real or helpful for humanity. Quote, when the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Simon Hatterson, Fall 56D. The Jews use angel names and all their occult things to summon and get into contact with these entities who do their best to coordinate them in their plan of taking over the planet. These are God and the Elohim. Satan stands on the opposing side, wanting to save humanity from this impending doom and free humanity, because humanity is his creation. The Jews consider only themselves really human and harbor the same opinions as greys and reptilians, that which sees humanity and all beings on earth as cattle. Reptilians feast on human beings as if someone has a meal, and the Jews mimic this trend by doing blood ritual sacrifice to Jehovah to show them that they follow their footsteps. The Christian Eucharist every Sunday of drinking the blood of this symbolic and stolen from allegorical spiritual text character Jewish rabbi named Jesus Christ is nothing but a mimicry of this particular habit. That way, the sheeple affirm their faith and are being linked by their actions to the larger vortex of enemy energy. Muslims also practice cannibalism and bloodshed as a frequent habit because of that same reason. The Jews lie and believe that actually all people are animals in mimicking how their aliens see humanity as a whole. Humans are only fit to be slaves, according to them, and their alien counterparts. Quote, Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. Midrash Talpioth, page 225L. Worship is so highly forced in Abrahamic religions because the alien hives do not only feed on this energy, but it is guided by the appropriate occult means for further enslavement. This is why prayer, blind obedience to God and the Jews is emphasized, and this is why the enemy aliens do their best to put their own people in all positions of authority to guide the world into the global future that it is intended. The focus on the Bible or a physical object is to force the energies in a direction. Forced on the Bible, the whole program that is imposed is charged with energy. This is a fatal line, and this is why Christianity is so deftly defended by the Jews and by asleep sheep. So, in closing, the joy of Satan is a manifestation of the will of the Creator of humanity. What is nowadays known as Satanism, demonized by the Jews as a term, was once mankind's original and central pagan religion and backbone. This has nothing to do with the enemy or the Jews in any way, as they are all very recent. Our symbols have been stolen, perverted, and our notions misaligned. However, one just needs to take a thorough look on the satanic, as the Jews admit, world before the Jews, and see all the Satanism going rampant anywhere and everywhere. Know these truths. We act for the destruction of the enemy in all levels, through the spiritual level and through spiritual means.